This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Yemen, at least 11 civilians, including women and children, have been killed in an apparent new airstrike in the north of the country. The attack on Wednesday, the second in days, also injured five youngsters and a woman in Al-Musafa, Al-Marazik, east of Al-Hazm in Al-Jaf. The actual number of victims is likely to be higher, according to Lise Grandi, UN humanitarian coordinator in the war-torn country, whose office said that the injured had been taken to hospital in Sana'a. For the second time this week, women and children have been wantonly killed and injured in an attack, Ms. Grandi said in a statement. Amid escalating violence in the country, the UN official reiterated the UN's call for a comprehensive ceasefire, adding that the only chance for Yemen is if the parties take that step. On the 12th of July, an airstrike killed nine civilians and injured another four in Hajar Governorate in northwest Yemen. During the first 6 months of 2020, nearly 1,000 conflict-related casualties have been reported, according to Ms. Grandi's office. The dangerous legacy of nuclear weapons testing continues to affect many communities, a leading rights expert said on Thursday, on the 75th anniversary of testing in the United States that heralded the nuclear age. In an appeal to governments worldwide to get rid of weapons of mass destruction, UN Special Rapporteur on Toxics, Baskut Tunçak, said that the Trinity tests in New Mexico on the 16th of July 1945 were the prelude to the two horrific explosions suffered by the innocent people of Japan towards the end of the Second World War. They were also followed by the detonation of hundreds of nuclear bombs over vulnerable communities in the Pacific and the disposal of radioactive waste on lands and territories of indigenous peoples. This has created a legacy of nuclear testing that is one of the cruelest examples of environmental injustice witnessed, said Mr. Tunçak, an independent expert appointed by the Human Rights Council in Geneva. From 1946 to 58, 67 nuclear bombs were detonated on the Marshall Islands, he said, the equivalent of more than 1.5 Hiroshima-sized explosions every day for 12 years. Communities have suffered unimaginably from radioactive contamination, and this continues today, with the legacy of contamination, illness and anguish, the expert insisted. In French Polynesia, over 200 nuclear tests were conducted over a 30-year period from 1966 to 1996, subjecting inhabitants to associated health and environmental damage, the special rapporteur added. And from Greenland to Alaska, he warned that people continue to suffer from the nuclear testing era. This discrimination should be addressed by all states as part of the discussion on systemic racism and nuclear disarmament, Mr. Tunçak insisted. More than 700,000 women are in prison around the world, and their number is growing much faster than men, the Human Rights Council has heard. In a debate about conditions in detention and how to do more to protect female detainees during the COVID-19 crisis, the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, warned that overcrowding had led to serious harm. Here's Georgette Gagnon, head of field operations and technical cooperation at OHCHR, speaking on Wednesday.
Globally, women represent between 2% and 10% of prison populations, but their numbers are increasing rapidly, more so than the increase of male prisoners. Many women detainees face inhuman and degrading treatment during arrest, interrogation, and in custody, including being stripped, invasive body searches, rape, and threats of rape, so-called virginity testing, and other acts, insults, and humiliations of a sexual nature.
Speakers at the Geneva Forum noted that the pandemic continued to represent a threat to inmates' physical and mental health. Measures to stop transmission were making their sentences much harsher, the council heard, amid reports that only 6% or less of the global prison population had been released to reduce the risk of COVID transmission. Daniel Johnson, UN News.